All right, let's continue in the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Nitzavim. We are up to Halacha Yud Zayin. Mi she'ne'enas ve'lo ba le'bet ha'kneset, someone who was not able to come to shul this year, that's very much a reality by many people. Uba ha'tokea le'veto litko'a lo shalosh pa'amim tashrat, shalosh pa'amim tashrat, ve'shalosh pa'amim tarat. And a tokeya is nice enough to come and to, you know, blow the shofar for him in his house. And you blow the basic, you know, you don't have to stand there doing all the 100 sounds. You blow the deoraita sounds, the 3 times tashrat, the 3 times tashat, and the 3 times tarat, 30 sounds. So now, in that case, if that's the only sounds that the person is going to hear, does he sit or does he stand? You see, in shul, we're sitting for the first 30, as we just said. And then we stand for the next 30 in musaf. But how about at home, when he has a personal tokeh and he's only going to hear 30 sounds? Tzarich ze la'amod be'et hatkiyot. So he has to stand. Immediately he has to stand up. He can't be seated by the time of when the person is blowing the shofar for him. Ki elu hem etzlo chiyuv shel Torah. Because right now, these 30 sounds are his Torah obligation of the shofar. V'tzarich liot me'omet. And the shofar has to be from standing. Dum yad esfirat ha'omer. Mideoraita, you have to stand up by the shofar. We sit, we stand, for the reason that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tet Zayin tells us, le'arbev et ha-satan. But at least we know we're going to be standing at some point, like by Musaf, when we hear. But if you're only going to hear 30, then the basic way, essentially, to be mikayem the mitzvah d'oraita is by standing. We learn it from Sfirat HaOmer. That's a famous limud that I'm sure you know, that we learn all the mitzvot that we have to stand up for while doing them from Sfirat HaOmer. By Sfirat HaOmer it says, Usfartem lachem mimachorat ha-shabbat. It uses the word lachem. And in Sfirat HaOmer it says the words, Mehachel chermesh bakama, al tikre bakama ela bekoma, which means that you have to stand up by Sfirat HaOmer. So then we have sort of a gzera shava, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, but it's brought down in the Rishonim. Interesting thing, a gzera shava that's not mentioned in the Gemara, but only by the Rishonim, that any mitzvah that uses the word lachem is connected thereby to Sfirat HaOmer, in that it has to also be standing. So just like Usfartem lachem, by shofar, what does it say? Yom teruah yehyeh lachem. Oh, does it say lachem? That means the teruah, the shofar, has to be while standing. Okay. Ya'an ki hu eno shomea tkiyot b'seder tfilat musaf. Because he's not going to hear the tkiyot in musaf while standing. U'be'elu yotzei dechubato midoraita. And these are the ones that he's going to be fulfilling his Torah obligation. So he has to stand. V'hanashim, what about women? Pturot min hadin. Min hadin, they are patur. Basically, women are patur from shofar. They don't need to hear the shofar. Kizo mitzvah taseh she'azman grama, because it is a mitzvah that is time-bound. And any mitzvah that's time-bound, women are time-bound enough. They don't need the extra, you know, obligations. And therefore, they're patur, as the Mishnah clearly states in Masachet Kiddushin, Daf Kaf Tet Amud Aleph. However, most women, all through the generations of our history, most women accepted the mitzvah of shofar. They established it as a chiyuv, as an obligation. They made sure to come to hear the shofar, ba'im lebet hakneset, lishmoa kol ha-shofar. So it's an interesting thing. From the Torah they are patur, but they have accepted it as a chovah upon themselves. So a woman who has the minhag year in and year out to come to shul to hear the shofar, it became a chiyuv on her, an obligation. And and let's say 1 year she can't come to shul, yavo hatokea etzla lebeta v'itkala. So someone should come, either her husband or a bal tokea should come to her at home and blow the shofar for her. Ach lo tevarech. But she shouldn't say a bracha. As we know, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, when a woman performs a mitzvah that she is patur from, because it's Azman Grama, she should not say the bracha. Ashkenazim, the Rama holds that yes, she could say the bracha. That's based on Shitat Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfot. But our minhag, according to Maran, is based on Shitat Rashi and Rambam, that on mitzvot aseh she'azman grama, that they are patur, if they do in fact fulfill the mitzvah, which definitely they can, they cannot say v'tzivanu, they cannot say the bracha. V'chen na'agu b'vetenu. The Ben Ish Chai, once again, lets us peek in through the window into his house, and he tells us that's the minhag in his house as well, that someone comes, probably was the Ben Ish Chai, to hear the Ben Ish Chai blow the shofar, whoa. Can you imagine the confusion of the Satan at that point? Wow, Ben Ish Chai blowing the shofar, I can only imagine. So that was the minhag in his house. He would blow the shofar for the women in his household, and that's how it would be, without a bracha. Now, let's say, Isha shenaga b'mitzvah zo, a woman who always did this mitzvah, the way we just explained, ve'nizdamen la pa'am achat shelo tuchal lavo lebet kneset, ve'gam lo tuchal leavit tokea lebeta. And it happened 1 year that nothing was possible. She couldn't come to shul, and there wasn't any bal tokea available to come. So that means there's no shofar, right? What should she do? Ben Ish Chai says, ta'aseh hatara be'erev Rosh Hashanah al kabbalat ha-minhag. So on Erev Rosh Hashanah, she should do hatarat nedarim for her minhag. To let herself off that year from the minhag. That's according to the Ben Ish Chai. That is a chumrah from the Ben Ish Chai, because lehalacha, Rav Ovadia in Shelot u'Tshuvot Yabia Omer, Chelek Bet, is posek, that since she only has in mind to, you know, not follow through with the minhag for that year, she has in mind to go back to it the next year, she's not totally removing this minhag from her life. It's only this one time. So there's a famous Dagul Mervava in Ilchot Nedarim that we go by. I think we mentioned it by Pesach, if you remember, that you don't need a Tarat Nedarim when it's just a one-time thing that you're not going to be able to do it. In fact, Rav Mazuz in his Hearot points out that the Ben Ish Chai himself in Parashat Tzav of Shana Shniya holds like that as well, that if it's only a one-time thing, then you don't need Hatarat Nedarim. So he asks, it seems like a little bit of it seems like a stira in the words of the Ben Ish Chai himself. So that's Tzarich Iyun. So lehalacha, like I told you, you don't need Hatarat Nedarim when it's just a one-time thing. Okay, here in Halichot Olam, I don't see that Rav Ovadia points it out, but it's a clear thing that Rav Ovadia writes in Yabia Omer. Okay.
Rav, could I ask a quick question?
Sure.
When we usually say do hatarat nedarim in regards to mitzvot, does it mean to go between three people and then just to say mutalacha, 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 or like the actual hatarat nedarim that we do like pre-Erev Rosh Hashanah and pre-Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Either do the whole nusach that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Kippur, or the quick way of just going to three people and telling them, listen, this was my minhag and I'm asking for a hatara, and it's also good to specify the reason why you won't be able to do it. And so they say, mutarim lachem, mutarim lachem, mechulim lachem, mechulim lachem, sheruim lachem, sheruim lachem, sheruim lachem. Yes. The entire nusach is not absolutely necessary, but it's good. It covers all angles. But when it's for one specific thing, then you could just say that one specific thing and that's all. Halacha yudchet. Min Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim omrim HaMelech HaKadosh. Zot Hashem, Hashem will give us life. Next week, from Rosh Hashanah till Yom HaKippurim, we say, instead of HaEl HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. That comes from the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Yud Bet. Rashi explains there, because in these days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the Malchut of Hashem, the Kingdom of Hashem, is more evident, is demonstrated, is felt more, and therefore we say HaMelech HaKadosh. It's Chazal give us minhagim and halachot to keep us in tune with the real nature and atmosphere of the world. See, you might learn that Rashi in Masechet Brachot, where he says that the Malchut of Hashem is evident, and you might say, well, I don't feel it. I mean, what do you mean? It's like a regular Monday, Tuesday. You tell me to feel it. You tell me to say Amerech HaKadosh. You know, it's the week that's between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So yeah, I mean, it feels different, but I don't know. It doesn't look so different. That's because we don't have the correct apparatus. We don't have the antennas on straight. And so we're not in tune to the actuality of what's in the air. And so when Chazal give us, you know, the halacha, say HaMelech HaKadosh, say HaMelech HaMishpat, and then eventually the additions from Masechet Sofrim and the Geonim of Zochrenu, and Michamocha, and Uchtov, and Ufsefer Chaim, this is all to bring us in tune, to, you know, to be plugged in, to be able to feel what is actually happening. So that's why we say HaMelech HaKadosh. You understand that, right? V'im amar ha'el HaKadosh. Now, let's say a person said ha'el HaKadosh. He forgot. The reason why he forgot is exactly because of what I was just saying. You know? He forgot. He said ha'el HaKadosh. If a person is in tune, you know, if he's plugged in all the time, he's not going to make that mistake. In fact, HaMelech HaKadosh is going to come natural. But we have to be on a level to come natural. So we're normal, and normal human beings are going to go by their habit, and the habit is to say Ha'el HaKadosh. So he's going to slip, and he's going to say Ha'el HaKadosh sometimes. And if he did so, o she'u misupak, or if he has a safek, if he has a doubt, you know, later on in the tefillah, all of a sudden it hits him. 1 second, whoa! It's Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Did I say? Did I not say? You understand already that even if he did say how he said it, yeah? Because if you say HaMelech HaKadosh the way you're supposed to, you're not going to have a safek 5 minutes later, did I say? The experience of saying it with Kavanah is not something you're going to forget. So even if you did say it, but you have a safek, what kind of a saying was it already? You know, it was worth forgetting. So you have a safek. Chozer l'rosh ha'tfilah. If you have a safek, you go back to the beginning of the tefillah. You know, because the first three brachot are, the Gemara in Masechet Brachot says that the first three brachot are considered one. It's all one sugya. The sugya of saying shevach to the king. And so therefore, if you missed out on a word that was very necessary, the correction cannot just be to go back to Ata Kadosh, because the whole three brachot are one entity. So you have to go back to the beginning of those three brachot, which happens to be the beginning of the tefillah. So that's why Chozer l'Rosh ha'tefillah. V'im amar ha'el HaKadosh. Now, let's say you said ha'el HaKadosh. V'tekev niskar v'siyem ha'melech HaKadosh. But immediately you said, ha'melech HaKadosh. Baruch Ata Hashem. Ha'el HaKadosh, Amelech HaKadosh. Immediately you corrected yourself. In fact, the Ben Ish Chai illustrates it. He says, V'kach hayta amirato. He says, this is how you said it. Ha'el HaKadosh, Amelech HaKadosh. You said them both together, one after another. Is that good? Yatsa, you are Yotze. Right? That is the usual, the well-known halakha of Toch Kedei Dibur Mehani. That within 2 to 3 seconds of saying something that was mistaken, you can still correct it. You can rectify it if you say it immediately within the span of Toch Kedei Dibur. V'im ha'shliach tzibur ta'a b'chazara. Now here comes a point of contention here, of machloket. Let's say he's the shaliach tzibur in the chazara, and he made a mistake, he said, Ha'el HaKadosh. And he didn't rectify, you know, immediately. even though people pounced on him, you know, immediately. That you could count on. But he didn't, till he realized it was already after, it was already after Toch Kedei Dibur. So now, what do you do? So to further frustrate the Tzibur, the halakha is, according to the Ben Ish Chai, Chozer LaRosh. Gamken, Chozer LaRosh, you have to go back to the beginning. Imagine, he's not a favorite that day among the people. He's not too popular. Not only did he forget to say it, but he made them stay an extra 3 minutes because he has to go back. Chozer LaRosh. Vechozer domer kedusha. And he has to go back and do the whole kedusha and the whole story. Right? Because you're going back to Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. So that means the whole Nagdishach, and let's say it was a slow tune of Nagdishach that you decided to sing that day, well, you got to do it again now. So it's going to take a long time. V'chen bibracha me'en sheva na mi'adin ken. By the way, also in the bracha me'en sheva, this is Nogea right away, the first night of Aser Dime Tshuva. In Rosh Hashanah night, it's going to be Shabbat. So we're going to say Birkat me'en sheva. And in Birkat me'en sheva, normally what do we say? Ha'el ha'kadosh she'en kamohu. And this time the Shariach Tzibur has to say, HaMelech HaKadosh She'en Kamo. Right? And what's the halacha if he forgot and he said, HaEl HaKadosh? He goes back to the beginning. Goes back. Baruch Atah Hashem. Goes back to the beginning. Unless he fixed himself Toch Kedei Dibur. Ve'af al pi she'esh cholkim bibracha me'en sheva. And even though there is a machloket in regards to bracha me'en sheva Friday night, but lo amrin al safek brachot leakel neged svarat Rabbeinu Ari. We don't say safek brachot leakel, especially according to Ben Ish Chai and the Mekubalim, we don't say safek brachot leakel against the Ari. The Savar, Birkat Me'en Sheva, Bimkom Chazara. According to the Ari HaKadosh, Birkat Me'en Sheva is mamash Bimkom Chazara. And therefore you have to go back to the beginning, according to the Ben Ish Chai. So there's a few points over here. Number one, I'll take your questions soon, Shachal. Let me just get through this for a minute. Number one, the Ben Ish Chai said that by the Shariach Tzibur, in a regular Chazarat Hashatz, if he made the mistake, he has to go back to the beginning. So, Rav Ovadia disagrees with this. There's long tshuvot in Yabia Omer on this, and I'll just read what it says here in Halichot Olam. A Shariach Tzibur who made a mistake, and he said, Ha'el HaKadosh, and he only, instead of a Melech, and he only remembered after Toch Kedei Dibur, he only goes back to Atakadosh. He doesn't go back to the beginning. Although the halacha by a regular yachid, a person to himself, if he made the mistake, he goes back Larosh. He goes back to the beginning of the Amidah. According to everybody, on that there's no machloket. And the reason is, like I told you, because the first three brachot are considered one. But when it comes to the Shaliach Tzibur, there's a difference. Even though the first three brachot are considered one, but says Rav Ovadia, and he has big proof to this from a Yerushalmi, that when the Tzibur answered Kedusha, then that is sort of a cutoff in the one large bracha. It's a cutoff point to which you go back to if you have to fix something that you didn't say in Atah Kadosh. So in other words, being that it's Chazarat Hashatz, and there was Kedusha, and the Tzibur answered, Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch Kevod, Yimloch Hashem Leolam, that makes Atah Kadosh Veshimcha Kadosh as a new beginning, even though the first three are one bracha. And since it's a new beginning, you need only go back to Atah Kadosh in order to rectify the mistake. And Rav Ovadia brings that from a Rashba and a Yerushalmi in Masechet Brachot, which talks about the bracha of Yotzer, where we say Kedusha, and that's where he brings proof, and that's where the whole machloket between Rav Ovadia and Rabbi Ben Zion, Rav Ovadia versus a lot of others also in this regard, but that's what he holds the halacha is, that he doesn't have to go back all the way to the beginning of the Amidah. Now, that's point number one. Point number two, another point, is what the Ben Ish Chai said in regards to Birkat Me'en Sheva. Birkat Me'en Sheva, the Ben Ish Chai said, also you have to go back to the beginning. And he based it on the Shita of the Ari HaKadosh, that Birkat Me'en Sheva is mamash chazarat ha-shatz, and therefore you have to go back to the beginning. If you said Ayla Kadosh and you didn't remember by Torke de Dibu. Rav Ovadia, again, the Shitato, argues with this. And he says, yes, a chazan has to say Amelech HaKadosh She'en Kamuhu. And if he said Ayla Kadosh and he remembered his mistake before he finished the bracha, before he said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat, he goes back to where? To Magen Avot Bidvaro Mechayem Etim B'Ma'amaro HaMelech HaKadosh En Kamo. And from there he continues. But if he only remembered his mistake after he said Mekadesh HaShabbat, then, not like the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai would tell you, well, you have to go back, repeat the bracha from Baruch Atah Hashem. Rav Ovadia says, Eno Chozer. You don't have to go back, because the idea that Birkat Men Sheva is like Chazarat HaShatz is not agreed upon by everyone. It's only the Shita of the Ari HaKadosh. Halachically, it's not like that. This has many other nafkaminas. This has many other ramifications in other halachot as well, which we won't get into. What's the status of Birkat Men Sheva of Shabbat? It's a machloket between the Baalei Halacha and the Mekubalim. And so the nafkamina here, l'inyanenu, is, does the chazan go back to Baruch Atah Hashem? According to Ben Ishchai, yes. According to Rav Ovadia Yosef, no. So we have here in one halacha of the Ben Ishchai, 2 points of machloket between him and Rav Ovadia, both in regards to if you made a mistake, if the chazan made a mistake and said Hayla Kadosh. So A, he only goes back to Atah Kadosh according to Rav Ovadia, and B, if it happens in Birkat Men Sheva, and he only remembered after he finished the whole bracha, he doesn't go back at all. Here's another in Halacha Yutet, but before I continue, Shachar, you wanted to ask?
If you realize you have to repeat, you just stop right in the middle where you are. So like if you're also like, you know, let's say you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, and then like right before you say that, you remember. Do you stop right there and then go back to Atah Kadosh? If you're or from the beginning, if you're by yourself?
In which case are you talking about?
If you're praying b'yachid, you have to stop where you are,
right,
and return.
So yes. Some would tell you to at least say Lamedeni Chukecha. At least save that Baruch Atah Hashem, that it shouldn't be Levatala, and say Lamedeni Chukecha, so it should be considered. You said a pasuk in Teilim Perikuf Yutet. But you know, the point is that you do have to stop, and you cannot continue, because continuing would be adding more brachot Levatala. So you do have to go back to the beginning. So if you remembered after you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Lamedeni Chukecha and go back to the beginning. That's by the Yachid, yes.
And also I wanted to ask, what is Birkat Men Sheva?
Birkat Men Sheva is the bracha that the Chazan says after the Amidah Friday night. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Velokei Avotenu, Magen Avot Bidvaro, Mechayem Metim. Birkat Men Sheva. It's one bracha, begins with Baruch and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat, that has in it the concepts of all 7 brachot of the Amidah. So it's a miniature chazara. It's like Birkat Me'en Shalosh. What's Birkat Me'en Shalosh? Alamichya. Alamichya is called Birkat Me'en Shalosh. Why? Because it's one bracha that encapsulates in it all concepts of the 3, even the fourth one being the Derabanan, one Atov HaMetiv, but all 3 brachot, Mideoraita, Hazanet HaKol, and Ala Aretz, and Yerushalayim, they're all incorporated into that one bracha of Alamichya. That's why it's called Birkat Me'en Shalosh. One bracha that has in it 3, Me'en Shalosh. So this is Birkat Me'en Sheva. And then Halacha Yudbet, should we do it? Maybe we'll just do this one also, and then we'll adjourn from the Ben Ish Chai today. Halacha Yutet, because this is also another debate between the Ben Ish Chai and Rav Ovadia. Bebirkat Ashiva Omer HaMelech HaMishpat. So we all know, in Ashiva Shofetenu Kevarishona, when we end off, we don't say HaMelech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. He is the king of Mishpat. So since these are days of Mishpat, where he's Shofet, we focus more on that. It's not just Ohev, which is a more general, Hashem loves justice. HaMelech HaMishpat, he is justice. That's these days. That's why we say HaMelech HaMishpat. Ve'im ta'a ve'amar melech ho'etzedaka ha'mishpat. Now, let's say a person made a mistake and he forgot. He said HaMelech ho'etzedaka ha'mishpat, and he continued, and then he remembers his mistake after Toch Kedah Dibur. Toch Kedah Dibur he can rectify, but after Toch Kedah Dibur he forgot. What do you do? So here we have a machloket between Maran HaShulchan Aruch and the Rama. Maran HaShulchan Aruch, based on the Rif, Rambam, Rosh, it seems like that from the, you know, Amudei HaHora'ah, that same thing, you go back, you said Melech HaYetzedaka HaMishpat, no, it says in the Gemara that you have to say HaMelech HaMishpat, and therefore, if you didn't, you have to go back. Now, where do you go back? You go back not to the beginning of the Amidah, you go back to Hashiva Shofeten. Because, you know, the middle 13 blessings of the Amidah, each one is a bracha in itself, each one is separate. So all you have to do is go back. Let's say you realized your mistake when you were in the middle of Shema Kolenu. In the middle of Shema Kolenu, all of a sudden you woke up from your sleep and you realized, oh my goodness, I said Melech HaYetzedaka HaMishpat. Or you even have a safek. You'd go back not to Hashem Sefatai Tiftach, you go back to Hashiva Shofeten, correct that bracha, and continue from there. Don't just correct that bracha and then jump back to Shema Kolenu. No, from that bracha and on, you continue. That's according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, based on many Rishonim. Rambam and Rif, like I told you. The Rama has a different opinion. He says, yes, you have to say HaMelech HaMishpat, it's very true, but the severity of it is not like by HaMelech HaKadosh. If you forgot to say HaMelech HaMishpat, if you said only the way you're used to saying Melech HaYetzedaka HaMishpat, you don't have to go back at all. If you remember Toch Kedah Dibur, yeah, of course, rectify. But if not, Eino Chozer. Why is that? Why do you not have to go back? Because after all, you did say the word Melech. You said King. It's all about the kingdom of Hashem, right? So, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaYetzedaka HaMishpat. Since you said Melech, it's not necessary to go back and to return and say brachot over. You don't have to do that. That's according to the Rama. Well, seems like a classic machloket Sfaradim Ashkenazim, right? But the Ben Ish Chai makes it interesting. The Ben Ish Chai goes like the Rama. Oh boy. He goes like the Rama. What does he say? Ve'im ta'a ve'amar melech ho'etzedaka ha'mishpat, kevan de'zachar melech eno chozer. Since you said the word melech, you don't have to go back. Mamash like the words of the Rama. And even though Maran HaShulchan Aruch acknowledges the Ben Ish Chai, even though Maran says you don't go, that you go back, says the Ben Ish Chai, please understand. Here's where we see the Ben Ish Chai and the Mikubalim. They hold the halakha from Maran HaShulchan Aruch a bit less of a level than from Ari HaKadosh. Because just in the halakha before that, he told us that when it comes to what the Ari HaKadosh says, we don't say safek birachot le'akel against him. But when it comes to what Maran HaShulchan Aruch says, we do say safek birachot le'akel. And since there is a machloket, Rishonim, so that's a safek, so with all due respect to the holy Maran HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Yosef Karo, Zechuto Tagen Aleinu, but Safek Brachot Le'akel, you're going to repeat Brachot now. It's a Safek, maybe Brachot Levatala. And therefore, we choose to go like the Rama, says the Ben Ish Chai, Kemo Shekatavti B'Sifui Mekavtziel, as I wrote in Mekavtziel. Oh, did he tick off Rav Ovadia here. Rav Ovadia, who I believe in my heart had the nitzotz of the neshama of the Bet Yosef. Rav Ovadia, his life mission was to le'achzir atara liyoshna, to bring back the horaot Maran to the forefront. That was the most commonly used sentence by that giant of Torah, by Rav Ovadia, Maran. That we go after shekibalnu hora'otav, and so you don't say that so easily. You don't get away with saying that when Rav Ovadia is around, and he says, "What are you saying? What are you talking about?" Maran HaShulchan Aruch says, "You do go back. That's it. That's dalacha. What's a fake brachot lakel? What do you mean? That's dalacha. You go back, And therefore, here in Alichot, and this is a subject of Tshuvot in Yabia Omer, multiple times in Chelek Bet, and then again in upcoming Chalakim, he fights with those who stick up for the Reish Chai, he sticks up for his Psak, and it goes on and on. And it trickles into Alichot Olam as well. And in Halichot Olam, he says, "Im ta'ab aseret yemei tshuva," and you said, "Melech hoitzedekam mishpat." If you remember tokedidibu, obviously you fix it. But if you remembered afterwards, you go back to Ashiva. And even if you remembered in the middle of Elokai Netzo, you go back to Ashiva Shofetenu. The minhag of the Ashkenazim, he says, is that you don't go back; they go like the Rama. However, if you finish the Amidah altogether, if you remembered, you said Yule Ratzon Im Refi, Ve'egyoni Bilefanecha, then you go back to the beginning of the Amidah. Because you said the whole Amidah. So now it turns out to be a mistake in the Amidah itself. So you go back to the beginning of the Amidah. Although he says you make a Tanai. He does mitigate it by saying, before you repeat the whole Amidah, you make a Tanai. If I'm chayav to go back, then I'm doing Tfilat Chova. If not, then this is Tfilat Nedava. And have in mind to try to be Mechaven in the Tfilah. So he says to go back. Not like the Ben Ish Chai, and you look in the Tshuvot of Yabia Omer, you look in the bottom of Alichot Olam, the whole to-do. Everybody goes to town on this inyan. And so that's a famous machloket in this matter.